The overwhelming news from this week is Sam Baker's injury. He's out for the season. You're moving your top pick, Jake Matthews, to left tackle. You know, the news all season long has been how great Jake Matthews has been. He's caught everyone's eye at right tackle. What do you guys think about the transition that Jake will have to left tackle?
Well, I think from the Falcons' perspective, you know, you hope that you had a little while before you would have to make this move. You know, taking a guy as highly touted as Jake is and moving him into the left tackle position, you know, they would have liked to have probably had him at right tackle for a while and kind of learn the speed of the game and pick those things up on the right side before, you know, transitioning him to the left side. But, you know, this is our reality now, and you've got to move him over there. And I don't see it being a problem for him. He, by all accounts, is fit for this position, for this transition, and it's already started. I mean, this is your left tackle now. So I don't have any concerns over him. I just think that, you know, it's an unfortunate situation because you probably wanted him at right tackle for a while, and just to have him learn the ropes and get used to the NFL. But it's going to be a trial by fire now.
I think the great thing is the story is the non-story of how smoothly he's made the transition. We watched even on Hard Knocks, you could see Coach Tice telling Jake that, you know what, when you wake up Sunday morning, you're our left tackle. And it was just like that he's going to make the move this week in practice. He's done exceptionally well. He's embraced it, and he's built for it. I mean, he helped the Texas A&M offense to 4,000 yards his senior year at left tackle. So I can't wait to see his first performance on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes in, and you kind of touched on it earlier this week on the site, just how different it is going from right side to left side. It's all in hand placement and footwork and all those different things. Like, imagine writing with your right hand and then being asked to write with your left hand. This is probably a little easier transition, but it's very much the same way. You're going to a different side, and it changes a lot of the technique work that you've been working on. So I think it's good that you've got the 2 weeks now before you get into the regular season for him to kind of get adjusted to that position. But there's a bit of a challenge ahead.
My handwriting is terrible, left and right. Just want to let you guys know that. So I can't. talk about right tackle then. That opens a big hole there with Jake moving over. You know, Lamar Holmes has gotten a lot of snaps there with the first team. Talk about that transition at right tackle going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a big story right now, and it's a story that a lot of people are paying attention to because, you know, Lamar came in last year and was thrust into the spotlight, and he took his lumps. And so fans are looking to see, has he improved? Has he gotten better? So far in his time in the preseason, it would indicate that he has. But I think the interesting thing is going to be when Gabe Kiremi comes back from the ankle injury, and we don't have a timetable on that, but when he does, it seems like he's going to be involved very heavily in that right tackle battle. And I want to see what he can do at that spot. You know, he's a versatile lineman. He can move around at different positions, and tackle is in his toolbox. And so I think that it's going to be a competitive spot over there on the right side. And you know, you look for a guy like Ryan Schrader to step up too. You know, the Falcons had a lot of high hopes for him. I think he's been thrust into the fast track of development. I think ideally he's a guy that you would want to bring along a little slower. He got some game time last year. He's getting a lot of looks in this preseason. So we'll see what the progression looks like for him, but that's the battle right now.
I love the way Lamar embraced the spotlight when he sat down. The reporters surrounded him, and they asked him about, okay, the competition at right tackle. And he said, it's fun being out here. Obviously, he felt bad. He feels bad for Sam, a guy like Sam, going down like that. But he said, it's a next-man-up league. It's a next-man-up mentality. That's what Coach Smith has preached all season long, and he's embracing that. And let's not forget that Kareemi's a Tice guy, so he'll bring that to the table. And Ryan Schrader, Coach Smith, said he's up for the battle as well.